guarding against the green. PP Tips for Poison Ivy Safety by Jason Collins. The U.S. is home to a variety of poisonous plants, with poison ivy, Toxicodendron diversilobum, being one of the most common threats in North America. For tree care workers, recognizing poison ivy and using proper personal protective equipment, PP, is key to reducing exposure and maintaining safety on the job. According to the CDC, around 85% of the population is susceptible to poison ivy and poison sumac allergies, with 10 to 50 million Americans affected annually. Contact with urushiol, the toxic oil found on poison ivy leaves, can lead to reactions ranging from mild skin rashes to severe symptoms requiring emergency care. Mild reactions include small rashes and itching, while more severe cases involve breathing difficulties and rashes around sensitive areas like the eyes, mouth, and genitals. Preventing exposure requires two critical steps: identifying poison ivy and wearing appropriate PPE. While avoidance is the best strategy, it is not always feasible in dense or overgrown areas, making PP essential. Long sleeve. When selecting long sleeves for tree care, it is important to choose flexible, ventilated fabrics, especially when working in warm weather. Coveralls provide the most reliable protection, but can be too bulky in hotter months when poison ivy is prevalent. In spring and summer, moisture-wicking long-sleeve shirts and pants are a better option. Just be sure to tuck your shirt into your pants to ensure full coverage. Here are a few lightweight, protective clothing options. Solidur Coolmax long-sleeve shirt offers UV-resistant, moisture-wicking fabric and breathable mesh panels to protect against poison ivy while keeping arborists cool. Clogger Spider Pants feature lightweight fabric with 360-degree stretch and mesh ventilation, offering protection against poison ivy and flexibility for climbing. At $4,060, Breathaflex Chainsaw Pants, UL-rated. Designed for chainsaw work, these pants feature abrasion-resistant panels and offer both protection from poison ivy and impact resistance. Gloves. Gloves are essential when dealing with poison ivy, but basic latex gloves will not provide sufficient coverage. For complete protection, choose gloves that extend to the elbow or upper arm to prevent skin exposure through gaps. Be mindful when removing gloves to avoid transferring urushiol to your skin, and have a second pair of gloves handy for when you need a break from layering. Here are some recommended gloves and sleeves for maximum protection. Shaw Atlas 772 chemical-resistant nitrile gloves provide full arm coverage with extended resistance to chemicals and toxic plants, featuring a textured grip for better handling. Farmer's Defense high-visibility sleeves offer lightweight, water-resistant protection against poison ivy with full arm coverage and a thumbhole design to prevent gaps. Mechanics wear heat-resistant sleeves. Made from Kevlar, these sleeves protect against both heat and poisonous plants, making them a versatile PP option. Respirators. In some cases, poison ivy can pose a threat even when not touched directly, such as when its toxins become airborne during burning. Inhaling smoke from burning poison ivy can lead to serious allergic reactions, including difficulty breathing and fevers. When working near recently burned areas, a respirator is crucial. Consider these respirators for protection against airborne urushiol. 3M 6000 Series Full Face Piece Respirator. Equipped with a cool flow exhalation valve and odor-removing filters, this respirator ensures easier breathing and comfort in oil and non-oil-containing environments. It is also available in a half face piece version. Note that a medical evaluation is required before using a respirator in a workplace and is also required for voluntary use, as respirators can put extra stress on the body. Dräger Parrot 5520 Escape Respirator Hood. Designed for rapid escape from hazardous environments, this hood offers reliable protection from airborne toxins, including urushiol, for at least 15 minutes. Gaiters / Boots. For lower leg protection, gaiters worn with boots help guard against urushiol exposure, preventing it from coming into contact with your pants. Ensure that no skin is exposed when pairing gaiters with climbing or chainsaw boots. Here are a couple of effective options for lower leg protection. Dragonwear FR Waterproof Leg Gaiters. These durable, fire-resistant gaiters protect against both poison ivy and tough outdoor conditions. Clogger Gen 2-Line Trimmer Gaiters. These gaiters are designed for working near poison ivy, providing breathability and over-boot flaps for extra protection. Using and caring for appropriate PP. While PP provides a strong barrier against poison ivy, it will not fully prevent exposure to urushiol. The oil can sit on the surface of clothing and remain active for up to 5 years, according to the Texas Department of Insurance, Division of Workers' Compensation. Contaminated clothing can spread urushiol to exposed skin during PP removal. That means if urushiol gets on your clothing, it can easily spread to any exposed area of your skin or your bare hands when you remove your PP. Because of this, it is vital to clean your tools, equipment, and PPE immediately after use to avoid indirect exposure. Wear gloves during this process and when handling contaminated items. Always wash exposed clothing separately and, if hand washing, consider using disposable gloves for extra protection. In addition to cleaning your PPE and equipment, you must also regularly inspect your protective gear for wear and tear. Damaged PPE can compromise your protection against toxic plants like poison ivy. Regular maintenance not only extends the life of your gear, but also ensures that you're adequately shielded from urushiol exposure. Proper storage of cleaned PPE and tools in a designated area can further reduce the risk of contamination. By following these practices, you help ensure a safer working environment for yourself and your crew.